ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 30, awakenings number 5.
Oh, the series again.
Yes, with the title change.
Title change? Oh, did it?
Yeah, previously it was named Rise and Shine.
Oh, yes.
Not anymore. yes, we realized that another series inside this newbie series was titled Rise and Shine. So what we had to do is go back and adjust the name.
I see.
So... The Awakening series, which started as Rise and Shine, is actually 5 parts.
Is this the last part?
What do you think, Natsuko-san?
Would the story end? It seems pretty complicated.
Well, that's because you and I are already in on what takes place next. I think the rest of the people haven't heard the last part of the story.
Oh, yes, right.
So let's give them a little bit of background, start them off, and then we can continue this conversation after.
Okay.
We bring everyone up to speed.
Sure.
So where are we today and what's going on?
At the hospital, Satoshi is going to make a call.
All right, with that said, here we go.
お待たせしました。はい、どうぞ。
何ですか、それは。
携帯電話です。どうぞ。
どういうことですか？
高山さんはご家族に電話します。
本当ですか？
本当ですよ。
でも、二人の名前がわかりません。
大丈夫ですよ。では、どうぞごゆっくり。
はい、高山です。もしもし？
夏美？私だけど。
サトシ？
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お待たせしました。はい、どうぞ。
何ですか？それは。
携帯電話です。どうぞ。高山さんはご家族に電話します。
本当ですか？
本当ですよ。
でも、二人の名前がわかりません。
大丈夫ですよ。では、どうぞごゆっくり。
はい、高山です。もしもし？
夏美？私だけど。
サトシ？
次は英語が入ります。
お待たせしました。はい、どうぞ。
I'm sorry to keep you waiting.Come right in.
何ですか、それは。
What is that?
携帯電話です。どうぞ。
It's a cell phone. Go ahead.
どういうことですか？
What's it for?
高山さんはご家族に電話します。
Mr. Takayama, you're going to call your family.
本当ですか？
Really?
本当ですよ。
Yes, really.
でも、二人の名前がわかりません。
But I don't know their names.
大丈夫ですよ。では、どうぞごゆっくり。
It's all right. Go ahead. Take your time.
はい、高山です。もしもし？
Hello, Takayama Residence.
夏美？私だけど。
夏美？ It's me.
サトシ？
サトシ！
Natsuko-san, what do you think?
これで終わりじゃないよね。
Yeah, this doesn't look like the end.
It doesn't?
Well, I mean, it technically can go into a whole nother series.
Definitely.
And on, so from Awakenings to Generation.
Develop into another series and another.
And another. But what I found most interesting about today's lesson, it wasn't really newbie at all, was it?
No, I don't say it's newbie. Definitely not.
Yeah, I think, well, that's how far you've come.
Mm-hmm. Pretty advanced.
Pretty advanced. So what we're going to do is going to take you through this now because, again, but Natsuko-san, you'll come into contact with right away. So mm-hmm. the frequency is quite high.
Yes, right.
So in that realm, we're okay with the newbie.
I see.
Newbie by frequency, not by difficulty level.
Well, you can memorize them as set phrase.
Perfect. Mm. That's exactly it. Set phrases that you'll come across time and time again.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of set phrases, why don't we start everyone off with our first set phrase?
お待たせしました。
I've kept you waiting.
お待たせしました。お待たせしました。
Grammar here, very advanced. But as Natsuko-san said, Natsuko-san, this is...
A set phrase.
That she'll hear over and over?
Yeah, almost every day in Japan.
Well, I think you're living the good life. I haven't heard that phrase in a while.
What, really?
Which means I haven't really been to restaurants or places of business.
Or nobody keeps you waiting. That's a pretty good experience.
Exactly. Now, what the kind of the grammar behind this is a bit of a causative, making somebody wait.
Mm-hmm.
How we conjugate the verb is way beyond the scope of this lesson. There may or may not be something in the PDF about this. There's something in the PDF mm-hmm. about this.
Of course.
Of course. Let's just show everyone where it breaks. So the first word is...
お待たせ。
This is followed by...
しました。
Now, しました is actually the polite past. Now, if we go back to the first part, お待たせ, let's get the root verb in there.
待つ。
To wait. The O in front is actually...
Honorific prefix.
Exactly. And the conjugation is a bit tricky, but it's the causative in there. 待たせ。Which would actually be ru.
Mataseru.
But here, in this construction, we drop that ru, and we add the honorific prefix, and we slap a suru on the end. Again, way beyond the scope of this lesson, but that's just how it was constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Set phrase, you hear it, somebody's kept you waiting. Now, if you keep someone waiting,
yeah,
this is like a get-out-of-jail-free card. I'm telling you, your professor will forgive you.
I don't guarantee, but it must give some good impression.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you show up late.
Even
better
if
than,
you show
I'm
up
sorry,
late.
お待たせしました.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think it's all right. Tell your professor to email Natsuko-san. I mean, Peter, if she has, if there are any, you know, if, next.
携帯電話.
Cellular phone.
携帯電話.
Again and again, two words in here.
携帯
To carry.
電話
Phone. Very straightforward. A closer literal translation would be handheld phone. Next we have?
家族
Family. Again, we covered this in a previous lesson, but again, it's nice, this reinforcement.
家族 家族
Followed by?
電話する
To call.
電話する電話する
Dictionary form is the plain form of verbs. And with する, which means to do, a lot of times it will attach to another word. So it's actually telephone to do.
Yes, right.
But when we translate, to call. Again, more and more of this. Next.
本当
Truth.
本当
I think... You'll probably come across this, mm-hmm. especially if you're speaking casual Japanese, as really?
Yes, right.
Honto?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the intonation here that gives it away, which is you're asking someone if what they're saying is really true.
Honto?
Ah, there it is. And this you'll hear, even if you're not speaking Japanese, if you come to Japan, you'll hear it all around you, especially on the train.
Right.
Especially when there are younger people involved.
Maji?
Oh, here we go. Yep. The casual form. Mm-hmm. Not for use with your professor.
Not recommendable.
Next we have
二人
Two people
二人
Now, what I find tricky about this word is it's completely different than the kanji that represents it.
Oh yes, the pronunciation is completely different.
Yeah, so you kind of want to watch out for this.
Mm-hmm.
Two followed by the kanji for people
yes.
is how this appears.
Mm-hmm.
But it's read
二人
One person?
Hitori.
But once we get past one and two people, hitori
mm-hmm.
and futari respectively,
mm-hmm.
we're okay with the counter again.
Sanrin.
Three people.
Yonin.
Four people.
Gonin.
Five people.
And so on.
And so on.
One too many.
Nice little mnemonic there, Natsuko-san. Mnemonic Natsuko.
Don't give me such a strange nickname.
On we go.
Namae.
Name.
Na-ma-e. Namae.
Followed by?
Wakaru.
To understand. Again, the dictionary form here.
Wakaru. Wakaru.
And we introduce this over and over, many variations. Natsuko-san, how do we say, I don't understand?
Wakaranai.
Which is the plain non-past negative. How about probably the form we're more used to?
Wakarimasen.
Which is the polite non-past negative. On we go.
Dozo.
Please. Kindly.
Do-u-zo. Dozo.
And finally?
Goyukuri.
Take your time.
Goyukuri. Goyukuri.
And you'll definitely come across this if you're in Japan and you're a customer.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a hotel, the person shows you to the room.
Goyukuri dozo.
As they leave. Okay, Natsuko-san, on to the conversation. Let's start out with the first line. There's something of interest there.
お待たせしました. Hai, dozo.
I've kept you waiting. Here you are. Now, the first part we've gone over.
Mm-hmm.
The second sentence is what we're interested in here. One more time, Natsuko-san.
Hai, dozo.
Yes, please. Dozo is used when passing something, as in, here you are. So, when we hear this, although we can't see it, the words actually tell us the action that's taking place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So, I kept you waiting. Here you are. He responds,
何ですかそれは?
What's this? Now, what's interesting here is the sentence structure. What do we have first?
何ですか?
What is it? Followed by?
それは.
This. What is it, this? Or what's this?
Mm-hmm.
And the word order is kind of closer to the English.
Yeah, right.
We have the interrogative, 何 first.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we also have ですか, is the verb. So, what is, followed by?
それは.
This. Actually, this and the topic marking particle, wa. So I find that really interesting.
Yes, but this is not the standard for Japanese, right?
Yes. What order do we usually find it in the textbooks and stuff?
それは何ですか?
Yeah. But you'll find, especially in spoken Japanese, the word order can easily be mixed up.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, Japanese is too fun.
Yes, it's pretty free to change the orders.
We're going to have some fun. Okay, let's just move on. So, the answer to this is?
携帯電話です.
Literally, cell phone it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just cellular phone followed by?
です.
We don't need to repeat this,
mm-hmm.
as it's already established. The subject is inferred. This is a phone. Followed by?
どうぞ.
And again, we can tell he's offering it. So, the first time he said, hai, どうぞ, Natsuko-san, what do you think the patient did?
He didn't take it.
Yeah, he was kind of taken aback. What is that thing?
He didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. See, we messed up. We should have made this like he was in the coma for like 10 years. Or 30 years.
Well, I guess he lost his memory about cell phone too.
Yes, Natsuko. Yes. Yes, you're right. Excellent cover. Okay, on we go.
どういうことですか?
What do you mean? This is a colloquial phrase
mm-hmm.
that's used again and again in spoken Japanese.
Yes.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What is it? It can be used as many different things depending on the context
mm-hmm.
of what's being spoken about. Just break it down one more time.
どういうことですか? どういうことですか?
In this case, literally, how say thing is what? So, we're not going to try and tie it in here, but it's, again, depending on the sentence. Here, what do you mean by handing me a phone? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here is the context. So if you walk into a room and you see something that is very, very unusual, you can say, どういうことですか? Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
Yeah, right. What's this all about?
Yeah. I mean, for just easy argument's sake, if you're out and you see a loved one out with someone else, どういうことですか?
Wow.
What's going on here? And then you might want to add in that. 一体どういうことですか? Really strongly, what's going on here? But mm-hmm. topic for another day. Okay, let's take a look at one more sentence. Next sentence.
高山さんはご家族に電話します。
You will call your family. And here, again, rather than saying you directly, we refer to the person we're speaking to,
Takayama-san,
by their name, their surname plus son. This is followed by
wa.
Next we have
ご家族,
family, followed by
に.
Here's what's of interest, the particle に here.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Calling to them.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, particles in Japanese get so difficult. Is it a? Is it wo?
Mm-hmm.
How do we use these? So,
mm-hmm.
to call to someone.
Yes.
Natsuko ni denwa suru.
Mm-hmm.
To call to Natsuko.
Yes.
Okay, on we go.
Denwa shimasu.
Call. So, you will call. We translate this as you will call your family.
Yes.
But literally, Mr. Takayama, family to call. Family at call. Call to them. All right, so then we make the call, and the wife picks up and she says,
Hai, Takayama desu.
She answers the phone with, yes, this is Takayama, last name. She doesn't hear anything, so she follows up with,
Moshimoshi?
Anybody there? Hello? Hello? Phone greeting. This is followed by,
Natsumi?
His wife's name?
Watashi dakedo.
It's me. Now this, dakedo, is for intimate people. Mm-hmm. Desukedo would be
a little more formal.
And mm-hmm. I don't know how to translate this. It's something that's attached on to kind of soften and mm-hmm. set the mood.
Yes.
It's me.
It's like a cushion to move on to another topic.
A linguistic cushion is our official terminology for this. So if you come to Japan and you're calling a friend, you can say, if you're a guy, when I used to call my friends same age, I'd say, boku dakedo, it's me. It's kind of like you're saying, it's me. But the kedo kind of acknowledges that...
that the conversation is not over. We're going to continue.
Nice save, Natsuko-san. So, I think that wraps it all up.
Hmm.
Again, any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback on this lesson. And you want more? This could spin into a whole... it's been decided. Kimaridane. It's been decided. Again, at JapanesePod101.com, we have the PDF. Inside the PDF, lots of really useful information to bring it all together. Especially at this level, you really want to reinforce what you hear in the lessons. Finally, the Learning Center. Lots of things to really bring it all together. So, Natsuko-san, what are the odds that we have another lesson pertaining to Satoshi, Super Spy?
I really want to find out what this person is involved with.
I know. All right. So that is going to do for today. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow.
それじゃあまた今度。
お待たせしました。はい、どうぞ。
何ですか、それは。
携帯電話です。どうぞ。 高山さんはご家族に電話します。本当ですか？ 本当ですよ。でも、
2人の名前がわかりません。大丈夫ですよ。では、
どうぞごゆっくり。はい、高山です。もしもし？夏美？私だけど。サトシ？